Tuesday's slate of games for Team Gushu at the 2024 Pan-Continental Curling Championships in Lacombe was going to be tough. Something had to give, with the two undefeated North American teams in the men's field set to collide during the morning draw. While Canada's performance against Team John Schuster of the United States, 3-1, wasn't picture-perfect, Skip Gushu, Vice Skip Mark Nichols, second Brendan Botcher and led Jeff Walker made the shots when it mattered most late in the game to eke out the 7-5 win and improve to 4-0 at the Gary Mo Auto Group Sportsplex, according to Curling Canada release. Gushu's most crucial shot was Canada's last in the 10th end. Leading by one but without hammer, the Canadians made a hit and roll behind cover to sit one. The Americans gifted Canada the opportunity after being wide on a freeze attempt that would have extinguished Canada's hopes of being victorious. Schuster had a difficult double takeout to score but missed. With the exception of that last end, I thought we played pretty good. That was our first time on that sheet, so you're still learning the ice, said Nichols. But we definitely gave them the opportunity to win that game, and Brad made a great shot on his last one. Luckily for us, John had a really tough shot on his last one and wasn't able to make it. Team Canada's support team includes alternate Adam Casey, coach Jeff Hoffart and national coach Jeff Stodden. It was not a typical first end, with the blank being out of the question while the front ends were throwing. While the majority of rocks were in play, the Americans huddled three in the forefoot and put Gushu in a challenging position on his final shot of the end. The Canadians played around the horn to roll up into the forefoot, scoring one and coming out of the end with a single. I threw a really good rock on my first one, and I called for the carve and we carved it. Then we just feather-tick the guard, and I look like an idiot. I felt like an idiot. So I knew I had to make the last one after that, Gushu said of the tone-setting opening end with the highlight reel shot. With the game tied at the fifth end break, the Americans stole a single point in the sixth to regain the lead. Team Gushu attempted to pick out an American stone to score but missed the target. It's one of the few shots Gushu wished he could have back, continued the release. I just said it that much more, an inch more, than I wanted and we went right by it. I'd like to have that one back. Other than that, I felt like I threw a lot of really good rocks and made some good shots, Gushu said. From a team perspective, we didn't get a lot set up, and it felt like we were a little bit on our back foot. Every end it didn't feel like we were ahead coming into the last stones. A tightly packed house in the seventh enabled Canada to throw away its final shot and score two to take the lead by a single point again. The teams exchanged singles in the eighth and ninth end, putting the Americans down one with hammer in the 10th end. That was our first 10-end game and it's nice to feel that pressure, said Nichols. We've got to make those shots at the end of the game, put pressure on the other team and not the other way around or give them breaks. We've got things to clean up, but it's a win and we're moving on to tonight. Team Gushu's second game of the day is at 7 p.m. Tuesday against Japan's Team Shinya Abe, 3-1, which lost its first game of the event this morning in a 5-4 loss to China's Team Zhao Ming Shu, 4-0. In other men's action, Australia's Team Hugh Milliken, 1-3, earned its first win at the event with an 11-2 victory over Team Ken Shu of Chinese Taipei, 0-4, as did New Zealand's Team Anton Hood, 1-3, with a 9-1 win over South Korea's Team J-Bomb Lee, 0-4. All games are being streamed live on the Curling Channel. For tickets and further information, head to www.lacombecurling.com.